This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly and Hugh Douglas. We are broadcasting live from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. Eagles finishing up practice a little bit ago with the Cleveland Browns joint practice. Another joint practice tomorrow. Elliott gave the Eagles the win, but said it was not a very impressive day for the birds.
Yeah, a little ugly. A little ugly, but hey, you're going to have days like that. You know, when it's a little ugly.
Yeah. Training camp, I mean, up and down. It's a monotonous process, but the Eagles getting their work in the day. Preseason game coming up on Saturday. You want to get on the birds, you're welcome to. Talking about the defense a lot today. Anything that you were concerned, do you think the Eagles need to make another move when it comes to the defense to address the secondary? Also, we were talking about the Phillies earlier on, Rob Thompson. Do you trust him to push the right buttons, manage his team to a World Series? Taiwan Walker versus Ranger Suarez, who would you feel better about starting a playoff game? All that on the table that we've been discussing today, but we need to get to some sound here, Hugh. Because yesterday, I guess it was, Denzel Washington, who's got a new movie coming out, he was on ESPN, he was on First Take with Stephen A.
Yes.
And was talking about, you know, his Cowboys fandom, which I didn't know. I did not know that Denzel was a Cowboys fan.
Probably been hiding.
Yeah, he's been in hiding for years, as many of Cowboys fans do these days. And it has not been a very fun existence for Cowboys fans, obviously. Here was Denzel yesterday talking about that on ESPN.
I grew up in Mount Vernon, uptown.
Money earning.
The Red Raiders. We were the Red Raiders in the 60s. I was the running back, and we used to shift like the Cowboys.
Landry.
So I said, oh, the Cowboys play like us.
Right.
I've been a Cowboy fan since the 60s. He's making it hard for me.
Wow.
Not to be a fan, because I'm still a Cowboy fan. I'm still going to have the star on the side of the hat. But he ain't thinking about us. He's thinking about his pocket.
How about that?
That was powerful. And the way he delivered it, though.
I thought he was done.
TK tried to cut him off like he did Terrence.
I know.
TK has a problem with cutting people off.
I tried to Terrence him.
He's a premature finisher. He's a premature finisher. Got to work on that, dog. You got to work on that. I'm just saying.
I know you're just saying. Anyway, Denzel, how about him coming after Jerry Jones? You know, premature finishing there.
There's box office, and there's Oscars.
I thought there you go. I did it too.
Jerry.
Why don't you both, you guys.
Been a while, huh? You ain't been to the show. You wouldn't know. Ooh. Wouldn't been to the show, you wouldn't know.
Uh-oh.
Haven't been to the show, so you wouldn't know what it is to win.
Now you may go.
Thank you. Because you know what it is? Because Denzel, to be fair to me and TK, he was monologuing there a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was great to hear, but that's not the fan base. Like, that's not, as sports fans, we're not used to you going into movie mode when you're talking.
He was,
you know,
doing the actor thing. Point out.
Yeah, he was. He definitely was doing act, which
you would know about.
He's Denzel. Yeah, he's Denzel. He can do that. He's one of the greatest actors that ever did it. But yeah, that was a whole lot of monologuing.
Well, regardless,
he's right.
Yeah. Well, regardless of us stepping on the Denzel sound, what he said I thought was tremendous. I mean, to rip Jerry Jones, rip the owner of the Cowboys, that's amazing stuff. And I think he speaks pretty much for every Cowboys fan at this point. Because what the hell is Jerry Jones doing?
I don't know, man. You know, it's funny. I know some people that are in my circle that are Cowboys fans, and they're looking at this season and what he's doing, and they're like, dog, what are we going to do? And that's the thing that I guess is hard for him. I could care less, but when I hear him talk, they're talking about going into the season. You got your quarterback talking about, we'll see y'all in the NFC Championship game. Like, seriously, dog? Like, your best pass was, one of your best players isn't playing right now. Haven't gotten a contract. CeeDee Lamb getting in the way of the ref, getting his back blown
that was
out.
Hilarious.
And you have an owner that it feels like, to me, it's not. It won't be long now before he cancels himself, because he's going to say something that he can't walk back.
Well, he's just lost his mind. And I it was funny to hear Denzel Washington, a lifelong Cowboys fan, come out and rip him. But Jerry Jones just can't get out of his own way. Here was Jerry talking the other day at Cowboys camp just about the state of the franchise.
I do believe if we're not being looked at, then I'll do my part to get us looked at. The Cowboys are a soap opera, 365.
The stream will begin.
When it gets slow, I'll start.
Please take your seats.
And so it is, it's wonderful to have the great athletes, have the great players. But there's something more there. There's sizzle, there's emotion. And if you will, there's controversy. That controversy is good stuff in terms of keeping and having people's attention.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
He's talking about the team. He's bragging about the fact that they're a soap opera. If I'm a Cowboys fan, I'm saying, Jerry, shut up. We don't want to be a soap opera. We want to be a Super Bowl contending football team.
Well, he took you behind the curtain.
He took you behind the curtain, told you everything you need to know and how he feels about it, because he's not lying to a certain extent. And I know people don't want to hear this, but it's the Cowboys, so I'm going to keep it a bean. He's staying relevant. And for him, that keeps his pockets lined. That allows him to fly in on helicopters and show his friends his investments, and his investments are the players that are on the field. I remember hearing that story about they were in practice last year at some point, and he flew in on his helicopter and had some of his friends who said, hey, yeah, these are my guys, and da-da-da-da. That's what it's all about for him. Because he's right. That star still has some cachet, and people are still going to tune in to the Dallas Cowboys. He's still going to sell the stadium out. He's going to have concerts and all the other stuff. But as far as trying to win championships, he's letting you know exactly where he stands with that.
He doesn't care.
He's carrying this thing out with Michael Parsons for what? And the idiotic stuff that you say in the press conference does not help negotiations at all. You know what I mean? It just doesn't help. I remember back in the day when you negotiated contracts like this, they were behind closed doors. You heard like little rumblings about what was going on, but for the most part, it was like, hey, man, we're in negotiations. We're talking, and we're going to leave it at that. He likes all this attention. He likes the fact that he's the show. When we were talking yesterday, I talked about how he made himself relevant. When he took over the Cowboys, when he fired Jimmy Johnson, it was because he wanted to be that guy. He wanted to be out in the front and make all the decisions. How has that worked out for him? Now, when you talk about from a monetary standpoint, they're printing money hand over fist. But they're not going. That's it. They're not going anywhere. They're not winning any championships. The closest they were to win a championship was like about what, 5 years ago, when all the pundits picked them to be the team that comes out of the East.
Right.
And they had a first round bye, right? And I think it was when Green Bay came to them. They had Green Bay Packers had to come to them, and Green Bay beat them in Dallas.
Yeah.
Beat them in Dallas.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. I don't think they had a bye that year, but they won the division.
Well, yeah, whatever it was.
And the Packers went and put 50 on him. And I mean, as an Eagles fan, it makes me feel great. I mean, let's be very clear here. They're done as long as Jerry Jones still has his hands in things.
It's his son, Steven, sit there and can't do nothing with his pop.
No.
Can't say nothing to him. He's just out there saying, going all willy-nilly. And if Steve say, hey, Dad, could you shut up, son.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut up.
Yeah, shut up. How do you feel about it, Kyle? How happy does it make you to hear Jerry Jones brag about being a soap opera 365 days a year?
I mean, it's just hilarious to hear him actually openly admit that when things are quiet, he does something and says something to stir it up. Like, we all knew that already. But for him to come out and straight up say it, I don't know how you can be a Cowboys fan and not just feel absolutely awful when you hear something like that. Like, could you imagine Jeffrey Lurie would never, ever do something like that.
No.
No, I mean, like, real owner would ever do something like that. Jerry Jones is not, he's not a real person.
And no, it's basically saying, I mean, we'd rather people talk about us, even if it's bad, than win, yeah. Which is just
It's crazy. Everything you expect the Cowboys to be.
Absolutely. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Sean in New Jersey. What's up, Sean?
Hey, KK, Hugh, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Good. Hugh, I owe you an apology.
What'd I do?
Last time we talked, I called in about Micah Parsons, and I kept on cutting you off, and I was raised to respect my elders, and I disrespected you, so I'm sorry. You didn't get your
Dude, don't worry about it. I don't mind.
Listen, I appreciate the apology, but you don't have to apologize, man. We do radio all day. We disrespect each other every day, so it's not that big a deal. Par for the course.
No, I apologize. It's my fault. TK, last time we talked was August 4th, and just after the trade deadline, and you mentioned Harrison Bader, and I caught in saying that Bader's not your second tier, your bat that you wanted in the outfield at the deadline, but he's going to come through in the clutch. I'm not sure if you remember that. I said he batted leadoff when he was playing for New York, if that's kind of jolting your memory a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds vaguely familiar.
Okay, so he's done pretty good so far, I think. He had a great catch defense, and he hit a home run already, so I think he's really coming through. And Thompson, I think he's going to make the right decisions in the postseason with this lineup that he has now. But if the team falls short based on his decisions in the postseason, I think there's going to have to be a serious conversation in the offseason if he's really this right guy for the job.
Yeah, I mean, and I personally think he is, Sean. I think Rob Thompson is the right manager for the job. And as far as the Bader thing, like, I was fine with the Harrison Bader move. Like, I thought that was a good move. My thing was always just I think they needed one more bat. Like, I think they needed one more piece, whether that was – and the guy I really look at is Eugenio Suarez. I mean, I look at what he went for to Seattle, and he went for their 9th best prospect, their 16th best prospect, their 17th best prospect. That was really it.
He stunk in Seattle, though.
Yeah, who, Suarez?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's early. It's only a few weeks. Okay. But I mean, we'll see how it plays out. I just wanted a bigger bat. That's all.
I understand. I mean, but obviously you didn't get the bigger bat, and obviously recently the bottom half of the lineup has really kind of picked it up a little bit in these games. I mean, they swept Texas, and, you know, it's – you know, I think you can make do with what you have now, and I think Thompson can really make do with the lineup that he has with the bullpen and everything. But like I said before, if he makes the wrong decisions in the postseason or it comes back to bite him in the butt, it's going to be he's going to have a serious conversation with himself in the offseason. And Dombrowski, too. Like, is he really the right guy for the job? So, I mean, that's just me. I have faith in him. But, I mean, if he falls through again, it's other people are going to be talking. And
well, yeah, no question about it, Sean, and appreciate the call. I just think Dombrowski's the guy who we should really have our eyes on more as far as job security. Now, let me make it clear. I don't think Dombrowski's going anywhere. I don't think John Middleton would fire him. But if we're looking objectively at whose job should be on the line, I think Dombrowski should be on the hot seat much more than Rob Thompson.
I mean, I hear you, but what Rob Thompson has been able to accomplish over the last couple of years, he's going to be the fall guy. He's going to be Colt Severs in this situation.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question about it.
No question.
And I know he's been swinging the bat better lately, but I just can't stomach the idea of Max Kepler in a postseason lineup. Like, that just doesn't make me feel good.
Hey, TK, I know what you're trying to do.
Yeah, I feel like you're ducking you. He's ducking you.
Oh. All right, time to go to you people.
You people.
You got me.
You people.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he was trying to duck you people. We know what you were trying to do.
Hugh's been a terrible teammate to me today. Yeah. All day long.
My God.
All day long, I'm looking at him,
and he looking at me because he want me to have a retort for the baseball conversation.
You can only duck you people for so long.
No, dog, you running up against it. Get to it, Kyle.
The one day Hugh likes you people when I'm in. Well, he knows he avoids all the smoke.
Hugh's getting some too. But you can't avoid it, especially now that it's sponsored by New Jersey Human Services. Don't let something as dangerous as fentanyl take you from friends. Stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Learn the risks of this mortal drug at stayinthepic.nj.gov. So every time Aaron in San Diego has a bad day on the phone lines, which at this point is pretty much every day.
Every day.
Yeah. He runs to the YouTube chat for damage control, and it's just a sight to see. You'd have to see it.
Maybe I'll check. Actually, I'm too scared to look at the comments.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, it's very annoying, just as he is on the phone lines. When we started the show today, here comes 4 hours of complete nonsense. See, Hugh, we were looking for a nickname for our show not too long ago. That could be it. 4 hours of complete nonsense.
Yeah, I like that one. Mm-hmm.
I think this guy might be new around here because he said, "That's not the Eagles, Hugh Douglas, is it?"
Yeah, I guess.
That's it.
What other one would it be?
who else would it be?
Yep.
I feel like my feelings is kind of hurt.
Well,
a little bit. What does that mean?
It's not the man
you're
he once knew.
Unrecognizable?
Yeah.
Like I've let myself go.
Hugh Douglas is on Topper's payroll, clearly. Topper's payroll
now.
Yep.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Hugh looks like a homeless fisherman.
That's a good
bucket hat. Yep.
It's a WIP bucket hat. I was representing today.
Not the Buckies
one. I think it looks good.
Put on a big bucket hat kick. Hugh is now reaching Jerry Jones levels of senile. That's got to hurt.
A little bit.
With all due respect, TK is a jerk.
Oh, what did I do?
I don't know.
You can't really say that.
I said with all due respect, though.
With all due respect.
That's the rule.
Can't say that.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
Yep. Tom Kelly looks like he should be mowing the lawn at the NovaCare.
as they mow the lawn. Yep. Oh, they're treating the grass out here as we speak.
I do look like one of those guys.
I could see it. TK looks like he picks drunk fights at the bar because his brother's a cop and he can get away with it.
That's very specific. That is not very bad. Specific.
Yep. Tom Kelly looks like a retired leprechaun.
What did he retire from?
Being a leprechaun.
I'm too old. I aged out.
People don't take him seriously anymore. A golf coach that asks the student how to play. looks like the local paper boy in the hood.
Oh, that's cold.
All right, and this might be the meanest of them all. Have you ever heard of a flat Stanley?
A flat, wait a minute, that's the little doll that they take, it takes pictures with everybody, right?
Flat Stanley, yeah.
Yeah, the flat, that's mm-hmm. that's right? Yep. That's the flat Stanley, yeah.
TK got fat Stanley today.
Oh my God, cool.
That's not nice, man.
That wasn't
nice. That's man. You people for you.
You people.
Yep, and they did request to hear you running Terrence off the phone again earlier.
It's up to these players to finish the job, and if the playoffs started right now, I'm taking Taiwan because Ranger, the biggest thing about Ranger, he's been inconsistent to me.
I hear you, Terrence. And appreciate the call, man. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, you cut him off quick.
Oh man, that was awful.
It was like double dutch, and you just jumped in. You jumped in when you weren't supposed to.
You dominated.
I just have my head in my hands. If you're watching on the YouTube, that was painful to listen to. How poorly I handled that. Yeah, I did my job poorly.
You did a horrible.
And by all accounts, Terrence not happy with it either.
Did Terrence have something to say?
Yeah, he said you owe him an apology.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, apology. Terrence. I apologize.
That was horrible.
It was funny. You has been such a bad teammate.
It was funny, but it was horrible.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It's not cool.
Well, I'm sorry to Terrence. I'm sorry to the audience for running him early today.
That was.
But thank you to you people as always. Is it your favorite part of the day when I'm in here?
Yeah, because you take the heat off of me.
Yeah.
You take the heat off of me. I still cause the heat, though. The homeless fisherman.
That was good.
That was pretty hurtful.
That was good. But fun show today down at training camp. Joe and Hugh, you guys will be at McGurk's in Lionville tomorrow.
Yeah, how far is that?
I'm not sure. But you guys will be there tomorrow. Thank you to Kyle Quinn back in the studio. Thanks to Francisco Rojas here on site producing the show. Stay tuned. Afternoon show is next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.